Evers, you are a fool.
Yes, sir.
You agree?
Yes, sir.
Then you're a bigger fool than I thought.
Yes, sir.
Now stop that, will you? Haven't you a mind of your own?
Yes, sir.
Well, then use it.
Yes, sir.
You realize that if we don't stop this bickering, they will be here with him before we have made up our minds what to do with him?
Well, I've already decided, sir.
What?
That you handle it, the whole affair.
Of all the stupid, idiotic remarks, that is it. I can't handle it. I have no official capacity whatsoever. You are the high priest, not I.
But you are recognized as head of the officiating priestly family. And in deference to your age, the people recognize you as having the authority of the high priest.
But the officials at Rome do not.
Your counsel is sought and obeyed as the voice of God.
That, my dear son-in-law, is because I am cunning, experienced. I use artifice and subtlety. And when necessary, I am ruthless. I fear no man or God.
Well, anyway, Annas, this is not the official trial, only the preliminaries. The Sanhedrin will try and sentence him to death.
Remember, you are not dealing with an ordinary man. Many times has he escaped traps that we thought inescapable.
Yes, I know.
Well, have you thought what the charges against him will be? Charges that will satisfy our people as well as the officials at Rome?
Have you?
Yes. Frankly, yes. First, he will be charged as being a blasphemer. For this, he will be condemned by our people. And secondly, he will be charged as a criminal by convicting him of sedition. The Romans will condemn him for this.
You will question him.
You're inexperienced at questioning prisoners. Your idea of justice might fail of convicting him. We must not fail. So I will question Jesus myself. Soldiers, bring the prisoner closer. Place him just to the rear of the guards before this throne of justice. You have been arrested by Roman soldiers and are now a prisoner of the Roman Emperor and of the religious authorities of Israel. It is late, past midnight, and you will answer all questions immediately. Your name is Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth.
Thou knowest it.
Is it not true that you, together with your close followers, numbering 11, have been and are still seeking to establish a secret society with the purpose of setting up a new kingdom? You were born an Israelite. You enter our temple. You pretend to believe our doctrines. Yet is it not true that the things you advocate and teach are far different from those taught by the Israelite priests and rulers? Where are your 11 disciples right now? They forsook you, ran when the authorities arrested you. Why? Because they know that you do intend to set up a new kingdom, that you work secretly to that end. They ran to save themselves. But it cannot save you. You are guilty of treason. Yes.
I spake openly to the world. I taught often and openly in your temple. In secret have I said nothing.
We have proof that you work in secret, unlawfully and by unfair means. You lie to win the friendship of the people. You perform fake miracles to gain their approval. Dare you deny these things? You are a prisoner. You will be...
Does not the law declare a man innocent until proved guilty?
I asked you a question. Answer it!
Why ask me? Have not your temple priests and rulers sent spies to watch and report my every word and action? Have not these spies been present at every gathering of the people and carried to you all my sayings and doings? Ask them what I have said and done. They know.
How dare you speak thus to the high priest?
Yes, how dare you?
If I have said anything evil, bear witness against me of that evil. But if I have spoken truth, why smitest thou me?
They hate you, Jesus of Nazareth. Everyone hates you. You are suffering under their abuse and insults. You created these beings who so cruelly treat you. In one moment, just one little moment, by flashing forth your divine power, you could lay these cruel tormentors in the dust. All Israel is looking for a Messiah to be revealed in outward show. They expect him, by divine power, to change the current of man's thoughts in a flash and force from them an acknowledgement of his supremacy. They believe that thus will the Messiah secure his own exaltation and gratify their own ambitious hopes. You need not continue being insulted. By a word, by a look, you could compel these vile persecutors to confess that thou art Lord above kings and rulers, priests and temples.
Get thee behind me, Satan. For the only hope of humanity is in my submission to all that I can endure from the hands and hearts of men under your control.